Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Waterbury Republican American and joins us here on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Happy Monday, Marshall.
Happy Monday. We made it through Passover. We made it through Easter.
the winds, everything else. And we're ready to get back on the stick and get out there. Loads of budget meetings coming up. As you know, this time of year, it's hearings and informational meetings and votes. So we start off in Canaan, where the Finance Board Chairman, Nancy O'Connor, said it's time we at the town have to look at some long overdue issues and bite the bullet. So she is proposing some additional funds for roads and other maintenance at town hall and things like that, saying that, you know, we've been put aside for the education budget too long, and we have to bite the bullet. And this comes at a time when they're looking at a huge increase in their school for school funding for the high school. So it's going to be an interesting debate, I'm sure, to see how that town handles its upcoming spending plans. Sharon is meeting this week as well, the Board of Finance, on Wednesday night to look at its budget. And we'll be out there getting other ones as they come along.
And Sharon has a soft opening of their town hall, which will begin this week as well. And that was an interesting thing out of North Canaan, though, because if you remember, Sharon didn't take care of the roads for many, many years.
Yeah, I remember that.
And eventually Bob Laux had all the, not all the roads, but probably 80% of the roads done over. And it's just infrastructure is so important in the towns. And every once in a while you have to overlook something, but you can't continually do it year after year after year.
Exactly. It catches up with you. And I think, you know, Canaan's example is just one that's going to be set across the region. You've got to address bridges and roads, and look what happens, as you say. You know, Sharon had to bond for a huge amount of money, and it comes a time. So I thought that's an interesting aspect of all this. Also in Canaan, Canaan's going to get its access to the Housatonic River. The state has bought that property at the Masons, former Masons Hall on Route 44 west of the town, and they're going to develop a boat launch and fishing launch. So it's interesting. Canaan is the only town within the Housatonic River Commission that doesn't have public access to the river. So this will do it. And it's supposed to be started, it should be done this summer. So people will be able to dock there and go down to the falls or near the falls, so in Falls Village. There's some interesting spending of state money, which we don't often see out here. In Cornwall, they continue to discuss and now will vote on the new home business rules for Planning and Zoning Commission. You know, since the COVID pandemic, we've seen in all the towns an influx of people coming from other areas and wanting to work from home, and the commission has seen the need to sort of loosen up a little bit to allow these home businesses. And there's been some controversy. Some people feel, you know, they're afraid some of the residential areas may get a different look, but the Zoning Commission has been working for almost 2 years now, and they feel they've got regulations that will be effective and yet not cause concern among townspeople. So we'll see. We don't know. Lots of meetings coming up, Marshall. It's that week.
Falls Village has a meeting today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
I think the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting. I could be wrong.
Could be. I'm not sure, but we have, you know, tonight, Salisbury Selectman, Canaan Selectman, Region 1, Region 1 hearing is this week.
On Wednesday, isn't it?
I think it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday of the hearing, and then they have a special meeting at the Board of Education after the hearing, obviously, to send the budget probably to referendum.
To referendum, which is in May, early May. Cornwall Selectmen meet tomorrow night, as as does, as we said, the Sharon Board of Finance. So it's going to be a busy week, and we'll be out there.
There's just a lot going on. And in Salisbury, they've decided they're going to keep their meetings via Zoom totally, because some towns are now allowing some people to come into meetings and things like that. But in Salisbury, those will continue to be via Zoom for the time being.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, the Board of Finance in Canaan the other night was sort of hybrid. Some of the members were at the town hall, and some were at home, and so were some of the those watching. So I think we're going to see some changes and loosening up, but I would imagine they're going to keep the Zoom option open for people who still feel uncomfortable going, even though vaccines are pretty well high up there here in this area, from what I understand. Percentage of people getting them?
Yes. Yeah, I think we're for 50 and over, I think it's like it's close to 65% now, which is really high. Then, of course, it goes down for the younger, but that'll all catch up.
Yeah. And then, of course, as we said, next week the high school goes to
full time. With the exception of people don't feel comfortable, they can still do at home learning.
Right. Yeah. And got to say, I was up there this week at the FFA. They held a flower sale for Easter. It was just beautiful, and the kids are still, you know, they're distanced, they're masked, but they're doing their projects, and it was so good to see some of the kids out there and the teachers continuing to try for normalcy during these times. So little by little, it's going to be interesting to see how the spring programs work out. We'll see.
We're on our way.
I hope so. And we'll be out there a little bit more.
All right. Ruth, have a good week.
Marshall, you too.
I'll speak to you next Monday.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report, here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth's stories, of course, in the paper, on their newsstands, home delivery, and rep-am.com.